He watched her go into the kitchen, heard the refrigerator door open and shut. Then he went upstairs and got the folder he'd hidden in his bottom drawer, full of the photos he'd saved from the night he'd talked with his father. He took the pictures and his guitar and went out on the porch, shirtless, barefoot. He sat on the swing and played, keeping an eye on this girl as she moved through the rooms inside. The kitchen, the living room, the dining room. But she did very little, just ate some yogurt and then stood for a long time in front of his mother's bookshelves before she pulled down a novel and sat on the couch. He kept on playing. It soothed him, the music, in a way that nothing else did. He entered some other plane where his hands seemed to move automatically. The next note was right there, and then the next and the next. He reached the end and stopped, eyes closed, letting the notes die away into the air. Never again, not this music, this moment, ever again.
Wow.
He opened his eyes, and she was leaning against the door jamb. She pushed open the screen door and came out onto the porch, carrying a glass of water, and sat down.
Wow, your father was right, she said. That was amazing.
Thanks, he said, ducking his head to hide his pleasure, hitting a chord. The music had released him. He was not so angry anymore. What about you? You play?
No. I used to take piano lessons.
We have a piano, he said, nodding at the door. Go ahead. She smiled, though her eyes were still serious.
That's okay. Thanks. I'm not in the mood. Besides, you're really, really good, like a professional. I'd be embarrassed to pound out Fur Elise or something.
He smiled, too. Fur Elise, I know that one. We could do a duet.
A duet,
she repeated, nodding, frowning a little. Then she looked up.
Are you an only child? She asked.
He was startled. Yes and no. I mean, I had a sister, a twin. She died. Rosemary nodded.
Do you ever think about her?
Sure. He felt uncomfortable and looked away. Not about her exactly, I mean, I never knew her, but about what she might have been like.
He flushed then, shocked to have revealed so much to this girl, this stranger who disrupted all their lives, this girl he didn't even like.
So, okay, he said, now it's your turn. Tell me something personal. Tell me something my father doesn't know.
She gave him a searching look.
I don't like bananas, she said at last,
and he laughed, and then she did.
No, honestly, I don't. What else? When I was 5, I fell off my bike and broke my arm.
Me too, Paul said. I broke my arm too when I was 6. I fell out of a tree.
He remembered it then, the way his father had lifted him, the way the sky had flashed full of sun and leaves as he was carried to the car. He remembered his father's hands, so focused and so gentle as he set the bones, and coming home again into the bright golden light of the afternoon.